Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Not too bad. Good morning, Michael.
And Kevin, first, can I start off and say this? I know you're a very busy man, and I'm going to say thank you for taking the few minutes to have a quick chat with us. The reason I given you I gave you the call was that I'm I have health insurance through the VHI, and we got out a note from the VHI hospital charges, shall we say, hospital bed charges. Maybe you'd explain what's going on for our listeners.
Yeah, no problem at all. I suppose just to put it into context first, in this state we have approximately 2.13 million people. Roughly around 46% of the population have inpatient health insurance plans, and that was at the end of June 2016 as published by the Health Insurance Authority. And what happened, this issue goes back to the introduction of the Health Amendment Act in 2013, where private health insurance customers were being asked to sign forms in public hospitals that charged their insurance company in excess of €800 per day. That would be over 10 times the public rate. Whereas if you go in as a public patient, you pay a nightly rate of €80, which is capped at €800 in any 12-month period, and any cost you would incur would be covered by your health insurer. So what when this act came into place, what we did was is that we took a survey out with the public to get to try and get an understanding of their understanding around the implications in relation to signing this waiver form. And what we found was is that 62% were unaware that private patients can be charged over 10 times the public rate and for the same treatment in the same hospital. And 78% of the Irish adults said it was unacceptable for health insurance holders to pay twice for treatment in public hospitals. And this is treatment in public hospitals that every individual, including myself, would be entitled to through the payment of our taxes on a regular basis. So what we've basically been saying on behalf of the insurers is that, you know, we want our customers ultimately to make an informed decision as to whether they sign the form or not. And we want our customers to ask, if they do sign the form, what additional services are they going to get for signing the form? We also want them to know that they have a choice. And we also want them to know what the costs are involved. And that was really the purpose behind it. And I suppose what you're seeing now is that in ensuring that consumers are informed or policyholders are informed when they're presented with this form, what we have seen is both at an industry level and an individual insurer level, we have been trying to keep the public informed to say, look, understand what you're getting before you sign that form and before you incur a cost of €800 per day compared to €80 per day, which ultimately your health insurer picks up in either case. But obviously, if the health insurers are paying more in claims, well, then ultimately in time that feeds through to the cost of premiums, which ultimately consumers have to pay.
When I saw this, in the back of my mind, I knew about this was going on for some time. But when I sat down and I looked at this letter, what came into my mind was that, let's start off with, there are two streams in our health service. There's one stream, which is the public stream. And then you've got the second stream, which is, you might call the private or the insured scheme. But when you go to an A&E, It's a one stream system. It's public, or that's the way it's meant to be. And the issue I have with somebody coming to people who are in A&E and asking them to sign this waiver is that people who are in A&E, they're in there for a reason. They're vulnerable. And I don't think that's appropriate to be going to people at that stage, asking them to do that sort of thing. If afterwards you want to go to them, that's a different thing. But while they're in that vulnerable stage, sitting in an A&E, I think that's inappropriate. But put that aside, am I correct in saying if you had somebody who was on, shall we say, a lower level of insurance, where the insurance may not cover everything, would they be leaving themselves open by signing this waiver to incurring charges?
Yeah, it'll depend on, and you rightly point out, there are two streams, the public and the private, and if you, particularly if you go into A&E, we're all entitled to our public care. In answer to your question, it comes back to the level of cover that you have in the plan, and it's like all types of insurance, you know. If your focus is on keeping your premium at a certain level, well, then you will purchase certain benefits associated with that. If premium is not an issue for you, well, then you'll be able to purchase higher benefits within your plan. But in answer to your question is that if you sign that waiver form, what will happen then is that the hospital will look to invoice your health insurer. But the point, and that cost has to be incurred. So then, and what an insurer will do is then they will look at your plan and your table of benefits to see whether those costs are covered or not. But equally, what I would say is that the whole point of what we've been trying to do is, and rightly so, when people are in A&E and at their most vulnerable, is that we've been trying to educate the policyholder pre any unfortunate event like that, so they've got some understanding of in terms of what their entitlement is. And the simple question, regardless of whether a form is put in front of you or not, if you're being asked to sign a form, the one line question is, what am I getting in addition by signing this? And a hospital should be able to explain that in one line to you. And I think this is why public information is very is critical around this issue, so that people, and maybe certain people will decide, I wish to sign the form because I know I'm going to get extra, whatever that extra is, and that's fine too. But people need to make an informed decision, and that has been our industry position for a long time.
Yes, I'm a bit bemused by it. I hate to use the phrase sharp practice, but I don't see any other industry where you would get away with something like this, that if someone is entitled to a service free, and that they're then approached and asked, oh yeah, would you sign this waiver form and we'll charge you 10 times more and be allowed away with it without telling you what extra. And to be honest, I can't see what extra you could be given in A&E because it is, my understanding of A&E is a one stream service. Once you get out of A&E, you know, the two-stream service may begin. But in A&E, it can only be a one-stream service, I thought. Is that correct?
Agreed. It is A&E. And where you're generally where your health plan kicks in is when you're moved out of A&E and you get into an inpatient scenario, i.e. you have to be put on a ward and there has to be subsequent further tests in relation to that. We're very simple with our view on this, is that everyone is entitled to public treatment. Everyone pays their taxes to allow them access to that public treatment. And by signing this form, particularly if you're in an A&E environment, you're paying twice. It's a form of double taxation. So, you know, I would concur with you in that, you know, at an A&E situation, people are vulnerable, including myself. If I go in, I'm entitled to a certain level of care. And we've paid our taxes for that. And what we're saying is that if you're asked to sign this form, bearing in mind all that we've said in your entitlement to at a point of care, at a point of A&E for care, that you need to be sure about what you're subsequently going to get post A&E if you sign this form. It will be right for some. We've seen from our survey that a lot of people think it's not right. I mean, we come back to our original survey, 78% of Irish adults say it's unacceptable for health insurance holders to pay twice for treatment in public hospitals. And I think that's the nub of it, really.
And tell me this. I take it you've spoken to some of our elected representatives on this. What are they saying?
No, I think it was... it has been saying that we do make representation both at an industry level, and our individual members make their representation too. And even the minister himself has cited that the practice is unacceptable, and that was a public comment by him. We continue to highlight this issue. We continue to make the public aware of this issue so that they can make an informed choice. And we do it as well in the interests of trying to contain the cost of claims within the health insurance environment, so it actually doesn't feed through to unnecessary premiums for our customers.
I take it we can talk around the houses here about this, and we're not going to change the practice per se at the moment, but I think it is... What we should be telling our listeners is that if you have private health insurance, and if you're unfortunate enough to need to go into A&E and ask to sign one of these waivers, that you should ask, well, what extra benefits am I going to get if I sign this?
Correct.
Kevin, thank you very much for coming on. I know you're very busy, and I don't want to hold you up too long. I think we need to keep pushing this issue out there, because it's very serious, and I also see where people could end up with a bill on their hands where they shouldn't have.
It's been a pleasure, Michael, and thanks for having me on.
All the best, Kevin.
See you then. Bye.
Slán leat.